Rogues, good afternoon, good morning. It is Monday, February 2nd of 2024. What a year, the first month gone, half of the second is coming down, and we've been out for a little bit. We've been recharging the batteries. And at the end, your soul wins. What's in our souls? You know, without being going too philosophical, too deep. But that's true. What do we have in our souls in a daily basis? Who do we pray? Who do we connect? What's our inner, our self is telling us to do? Today's Monday. I didn't watch the big game, and here in the United States, I think it's a waste of time. A lot of people called off work and called off sick. And if you went to work or do your business today on a Monday, I thank you. Let me thank you for showing up to work. It means that your soul is connected with your daily activities. Because at the end of the day, everything is connected on what we do, what we think, what we eat, what we drink. I'm Roberto, and I am the Unbreakable Rogue, and this is the fastest podcast. 20 minutes of high power content. 20 minutes, man. 20 minutes. That's it. You don't have to spend an hour, and you know, people are blah. You're like, no, let's get to it. So your soul is connected. You know, if you're Christian like I do, you know, the Holy Spirit is the internal that calls you to do things in a daily basis. And it's good to wake up in a state of mind that. It's hard. It's hard to be in a good state of mind, you know, despite the fact that, and have you realized, and that's pretty critical, because have you weighted your clothing, right? If you put it on the scale, like everything that you carry in a daily basis, like your pants, your shoes, your shirt, you're probably carry, well, let's give and take about 2 pounds. 2 pounds of physical items, plus your purse, your phone, so you have about 2.1 pounds of weight, plus your normal body weight, plus everything that you carry inside of your body. And I'm talking about that we drag in all the mental crap that we drag. So it's a lot of weight. When you factor the physical and the non-physical weight that we carry in a daily fucking basis, yeah, you apologize for cussing, but that's what it boils down to. It took me like decades to understand all the baggage that people carry themselves, the dragging the past and thinking about, you know, the relationship that didn't work, that, you know, that someone that betrayed you, that someone that didn't want you to, you know, to move forward. I think there it is a small amount of folks in the world that knows how to brush everything up and just erase, like change the page in the book and just go to the next level. But the weight, it's incredible, because if they put us an X-ray machine between your body mass, and if you're overweight, then you'll carry even more. Why Are we in that kind of pain? Right? Why people, it's like we're, and people don't do anything about it. Excuse me. I was like, this year, it's been almost 3 years that I've been sober. You know the amount of weight that has been lifted off my shoulders? You know, when you get, if you're in construction, right? A lot of you are in construction, you know, you do projects and you know, plus your back and the normal aging pages. That's a lot of pain that you got to deal in a daily basis. And on top of that, we're like, that's why these past, and I've been actually practicing for a long time right now. Like the weekends, we're like, I just stay at home with the wife and we just relax. You know, we read, we pray, we go to church, but we absolutely in a complete rest state of mind, because Monday to Friday, even sometimes, you know, 7 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week, we carry so much weight in ourselves that your body, we don't know how to listen to our body. I've been learning for the past, you know, more than give and take, you know, 10 years listening to my body and readjusting here and there, and one of my the fingers, one of my hand fingers has been, I mean, having a little bit of pains, and obviously, you know, that I think is because of the cold. But I've been listening to more to my body, and I've been taking, you know, hot showers and cold showers, and at some point, just, you know, having that you know, that state of mind of I gotta lift the weight, I gotta take off the pressure on my body, and I gotta learn how to be in a relaxed state of mind, right? And I've been telling folks, if you listen to my podcast, you know, there's this lady who is her name is Kelly Howell. You can look her up on YouTube. They have a guided meditation, you know, breathing exercises. Like, they really, really teaches you how to lift or take that pressure on your shoulders, on your body, so you can learn how to relax. I don't think that most people know how to relax. That's why there's trouble with people sleeping, you know, eating disorders, because people are listening to these gurus, supposedly these so-called influencers, that you gotta sleep, you gotta cut off, if you wanna be successful, you gotta sleep 5 hours a day. Depends how old you are, right? But I think we've been hypnotized by this so-called influencers that you don't need to, every time you cut your hours of sleep, you cut up a life in your body. You cut time on your body. You cut the ability on coordinate your ability to live a healthy life, right? So, but everybody works, everybody is different. Right now, it is proven scientifically, right now, and there's books, there's probably journals made about the lack of sleep is killing this country, because we are obsessed with money. We are obsessed of the god of money. You cannot serve two masters. People are serving two masters. The master of money. You cannot serve. It's on the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. It is on the Bible. So, serve your body. Your body, your mind has to be protected. Remember the movie, the movie, The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith? what they said, yeah, it was a true story. They say, you know, you got a dream, you got to protect it. You got to protect your dream, you got to protect your body, you got to protect everything you do. Because all the weight that you are carrying, remember the movie Rocky, one of the movies Rocky. I'm a huge fan of his work because he is the epitome of hard work and determination, Sylvester Stallone. In most of the movies that he writes, basically he describes sometimes his life, right? I believe in the movie, the fifth or the sixth Rocky, when he was, he had a fight, and he had this, you know, until he finished the fight, and he had this weight, this anxiety inside of him after he had to liberate. That's why there's a lot of problems in the world, because we have not learned how to liberate ourselves. We've been brainwashed by society. We've been brainwashed by social media. We've been brainwashed by, you know, by family, by friends. And we didn't, because they don't teach us how to learn for ourselves, how to learn how to think for ourselves. Like, you know what? Today I'm going to do this differently. I'm going to do this. I should become a lawyer. I'm entitled. You are entitled to live your life as your soul dictates you. It's okay to change courses. Life is here. I'm almost 50, so I've been, I've been almost 50. I've been so excited that I've been living so 50 years of age. You know, people have died, you know, before me, right? There's a lot of people who actually, they're dying today. So I got to continue with my cycle of life. I got to continue with what God intends me to do, right? But we got to, and I've been, lifting all these things in my life and eliminate weight. You know, physical weight, non-physical weight, and just like learn how to forgive, how to like turn the page off, and just we moved out of state, and we've been it's been challenging, but it's been so good because the scenery is different. So I'm driving in a highway that even the trees look different. So I'm like in the mountains, right? So I'm in a different state of mind. Because my soul, I've been listening to my soul, and your soul wins. If you're addicted to alcohol, to cigarettes, to porn, to even social media, you gotta fast. I've been fasting social media. I mean, like, I'm just gonna turn this shit off, and I'm just gonna go for a walk. I'm just gonna go for a run. You know, we've been blessed to do a lot of things in different times, and today, we're a little bit off on our primary job today and tomorrow, so we've been having a couple of days off. But we gotta keep doing the printing business and keep working in our mission, right? In our mission, which is eliminate physical and non-physical weight at our lives. And I'm talking about not relationships as well, like family members, even friends and people that they've been around you all day long, and they don't have aligned with your vision. They are going to drag you down and it's tough. Because not too long ago, I lost we lost a good friend recently, and I'm not going to talk about it because it's still pretty recent, but it's all the weight we have, all the the trash that we continue to pile up over the years, and I've been lucky enough to join a church that has been so good to me, and keep listening to my, you know, my soul, my body, and I literally spent a couple hours today praying and listening to uplifting songs and repeating what comes to your mouth, which is success. Everything that has come to your mouth has to be success, determination, sending good energies to people. Because when you do it, your subconscious mind, your body absorbs. Your body absorbs energy, right? That's why when you have a hammer and you hammer that nail, you absorb the hit, right? You take that hit and your body takes it as well, not only your hand. Every single being of your body acknowledges that you absorb that hit. Imagine people in construction that so many years and you know, people have back problems, and if you're a nurse, you know, the same thing. Your body's telling you, hey, if you don't give me a break, I'm going to break. And if I break, oh, because this is the only body you have. This is the only body we have, ladies and gentlemen. It took me a while to realize, like, oh, yep. Like that's it. This weekend, you know, people probably went and drinking in the Super Bowl and, you know, go bed at 11 o'clock at night and like, oh my God, I gotta get up and work. Oh my God, no, 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 man. I gotta refresh. And God is giving me two more days of recover. We're doing a huge project and man, let's go. So not only I'm going to continue to my own personal journey, things have been lifting out of my soul lately. You can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com, ubrogue, R-O-G-U-E, @gmail.com. And you can follow me on Instagram at Unbreakable Rogue, YouTube at Unbreakable Rogue. And obviously I'm a Christian, so I read the Bible. And that's another book that I like. If you have not read the book Meditations by Julius Caesar, I'm telling you, obviously different mentality, but the philosophy behind his writings were phenomenal. And if you're not a history buff, you're missing out. I like to watch a lot of documentaries of true stories, you know, samurais and the story of, you know, the World War IIs and Japan and, you know, military history, because a lot to learn a lot from our past. And the reason when you do that, not only you got to continue to change your lectures, what you read, because that you got to constantly, you know, feeding your soul with good things. Keep feeding your body with good things, right? So this week, trying to take out your shoes, and they said there's a great thing when you take off your shoes and you walk bare feet on the park, or because you got to ground your body to the planet. Feel the body. Big cities like New York, Los Angeles, Miami, the Philippines, Rio, there's already too many energy to deal. So you gotta go out there in the woods and just clear your mind. Have a good afternoon, have a great day. Unbreakable Rogues. Enjoy the week. Again, thank you for showing up to work today on a Monday. You already beat half of the population in the world. Half of the population in the world just because you show up to work today. Man, if that's not uplifting on your soul, I don't know what is. Have a good afternoon. Love you guys. And. peace out. Share the post. Share it.